You're still here, great. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. What's it next door? It's called what, the Fun House?
Yeah.
Where people, fun people, get together to have fun. Is that what the slogan is? Well, I think we have a fun house right here, don't we, tonight? We've had a lot of fun. I hope you've had a lot of fun. We have a few more tunes. They're all going to kind of go one right into the next. But this is kind of one of the funnest of the fun times you can have in a funny place like this. And Tim, would you care to explicate our next song?
Sure. That was a joke.
I've been playing with Tony now for a long time, and one of the many things that I've gotten from the experience has been a certain degree of facility. Anyway, I don't claim to be a master, but at least Tony gave me an introduction and some sort of important, showed me some important steps in learning to play an instrument that, unfortunately, like so much of our tradition, has more or less gone by the wayside. If you look on YouTube, you will not find this. That's how you know something doesn't exist. I think you'll understand why this is kind of a special moment for all of us. I'd like to introduce to you... the Banjomatic. Kenner's Banjomatic. It's not just any Banjomatic. It's Kenner's, developed by Dr. Thomas Kenner in the 1870s. You can look at my dissertation if you're interested.
What page?
It's chapter 8. I can't remember which page that starts on. There's some good pictures though. Right before that, there's there's a diagram of rates of travel in the U.S. from the 1800s through the 1850s. There's also a drawing of a dinosaur, which is actually thanks to Zoe. But 1874, Dr. Thomas Kenner had an idea. Of plastic, he had something that was far more than an idea. It was a reality. Was the word I was looking for. Thank you. It's thank you. One of the very first things you need to know. Some of you may have played an instrument before. Is tuning. Can I have a G440?
He was in tune last night. And the advertisement said, one string, always in tune.
Traditions surrounding the Banjomatic have been lost to us because Tony's dog ate the box. But there was a picture of happy children. And there was this quote from Lao Tzu about one string always in tune, which I've thought about many times over the past 21 years. And I've never quite come up with a comprehensive explanation, but Just think about it on your way home. One string, always in tune. So I'd like to play for you a holiday traditional song. Thank you. It has only one string, but it does take several people to play it properly. So. How are we for tuning now? Can I have a little bit of this in the monitor? Do you have any echo? Reverb or something?
There's an echo.
Or maybe a fog machine. We had a fog machine last night. It sounded really good. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm sorry, this takes a while to prepare. So. I'm sure that you know this song, so feel free to sing along. Okay, so apparently it's in backwards. I don't know how to get it out, so we'll just have to keep finish. Thank you. We'll go with it. And if you can just kind of listen, you can imagine. You can imagine.
Reverb.
Okay. Oh, that's very good. Thank you. All right, this is going to be awesome. All right, just remember to think in verse here. Thank you. Forward. That was totally the word I was looking for. I'm remembering, however, now that the beginning of the song is part of the tradition. This is why you need to be able to remember things. Because sometimes the box gets eaten or the instructions are. So here's what I remember of the beginning of this tune, the part before it got eaten by Tony's dog. Goes more or less like this.